You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
For your big brains in the backseat today, I went and found a mind bender that would be especially for kids. Most parents are convinced their kids love this, but a third of kids say it totally embarrasses them. So here you are, you got the parents saying, oh, they love this. And at least a third of the kids admit that's embarrassing.
All right. Okie dokie.
So what are these parents doing? You think about it. Kids, call us. Josh, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? Parents are convinced their kids love it. The kids say it embarrasses them.
I think it's when they're affectionate and smooch. I think it's when the parents smooch each other.
Oh, yes.
And they think they love it. Yes. The kids love it, yeah.
So you're talking about the parents
kissing. When the parents, kiss. When the parents kiss. Yeah, when the
full
parents kiss.
Full-on tongue kiss, yeah.
Well, maybe not that. But
and then the kids are like, bring it up.
Yeah, but they're like, look, we love each
My
other.
My daughter does that. She runs and she's like, bring it up, and she gets it between us. So weird.
What do you think, Jer?
When they sing happy birthday to him.
All right, you may take either of those guesses. You may.
Or.
Come up with something else. All right, are you ready? Rubbing our hands together. And I'm starting with one. I don't know the pronunciation. Is it Eleni? Eleni, is that right?
Eleni.
Eleni. Eleni is 8 years old. Where do you go to school, Eleni?
I go to Global Village Academy.
Great school.
Wow, sounds important.
So what's the winning answer to the mindbender? Parents are convinced their kids love it, but these kids say it totally embarrasses them. What is it?
Waiting for their parents wait for them at the bus stop.
Oh, you're like, Mom, just wait down the street.
That's right.
Don't let my friends see you.
That's funny. You know what, Ellen? That's not right, but that's a really great guess. So, have a good day at school.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Great. Remy. Remy's 14. Remy, where do you go to school?
I go to school at Parker Performing Arts.
Yeah?
Oh,
fancy. What is your performing art that you do? What are you skilled at?
I do band.
Yeah,
band.
What instrument?
Trumpet.
Do you have a trumpet with you right now?
I don't.
Oh.
My son plays trumpet, Remy.
Oh, that's cool.
It's really loud when you practice in the house. Mm-hmm. Like, really, really loud.
So where do you go in the house to practice?
What?
Where do you go in the house to practice?
At the basement.
That's what I thought.
Smart move. Smart move.
All right, so these kids say it totally embarrasses them. What am I talking about?
When their parents kiss in front of their friends.
Oh, yeah.
That's
really similar.
Well, that's Josh's answer, the parents kissing.
Do your parents do that a lot, Remy?
Not too often.
That's good.
Make out artists?
It's kind of gross.
I got to tell you, that's a great guess, and you and Josh. Oh, it wasn't Josh's answer. Good try, though. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We have a Luke and a Lucas in line. Luke was the first one in. Luke is 15. Luke, where do you go to school?
Denver South.
Yeah.
You can tell puberty's kicked in.
Yep.
What's your favorite class?
Probably gym.
Gym.
It's
because it's easy. Yeah, why push yourself, Luke?
Yeah, you'll go far in life, buddy.
Just coast. Yeah. Coast, Luke. Yeah. Take it easy, bud.
Great. Good advice, Jerry.
Oh, boy.
Great advice. Luke, what is embarrassing these kids?
Going shopping with my parents.
Oh, the worst.
That's a funny answer. I wish that was right. It's not, but it was a good try. You have fun in gym class today, buddy, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Luke.
Bye-bye.
And now Lucas, who's age 7. Are you really 7, Lucas?
Yes.
Where do you go to school?
Prairie Hills Elementary.
Great.
Who's your favorite teacher?
Miss Klaus.
Miss Klaus.
I loved Miss Klaus. She's
what makes Miss Klaus so great?
She is really nice.
Okay.
That's a good quality in a teacher.
Absolutely.
Yep.
She lets Lucas get away with all sorts of stuff, probably.
Probably.
Lucas, what's the answer to the mind bender?
Yeah. I think it's eat a pickle.
Eat a pickle?
Yeah.
Did your mom eat a lot of pickles?
No.
Yeah. You know,
that's good.
Eat a pickle is a funny answer. You have no idea how much I wish that was right, but it's not.
Oh, darn it.
So you go have a great day, okay?
See you later.
Say goodbye.
Bye.
That was a goodbye. Is your name pronounced Arshia?
Yes.
Arshia is 13 years old, and what school are we talking about?
American Academy.
Solid. Solid school.
Sounds expensive.
What's your mascot?
Rebels.
The Rebels.
Ooh, yeah.
So what do you think? The parents are convinced their kids just love this, but a third of kids say, no, it embarrasses us. What is it?
Their grades.
Their grades. No, it's not the grades.
Oh.
Oh, I'm okay. Sorry. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, remember, it's something that the parents are doing. And the parents are doing this, and they think that the kids love it. The kids are like, no, that embarrasses us. So it's something that the parents are doing. Here's Miles, who's 10 years old. Miles, where do you go to school?
Inspire Elementary.
Are you inspired when you go every day?
Not really.
No? How are your grades, Miles?
Pretty good.
Pretty good? What's your worst class right now?
I have no clue.
You have no clue, huh?
You don't know what you're doing the most...
You're not struggling in one particular class?
No.
Oh.
Miles is solid.
You're very bright, then.
Well, let's see how smart you are. Let's see if you can give me the winning answer to the mindbender. What are these parents doing that is embarrassing their kids?
I think the kids are just embarrassed by being seen with their parents in public.
Just that's it. Just having them around.
With them. That is not correct. But that's a really good try, okay?
Thanks.
Thanks, Miles. Have a good day, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Do you pronounce it Coraline? Is it Coraline? Is that right?
Yeah.
Hi, yeah. Coraline. Coraline is 10. And where do you go to school?
I go to school at Riverdale Elementary.
What's for lunch today?
Pizza.
It's a pizza day.
All right.
You're a winner whether you win the Mindbender or not.
Pizza day's the best.
Pizza. All right, what's the winning answer?
I think the winning answer is kissing their kids goodbye at school.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
So awkward.
It's another one of those things where you want them to stop the car about a block away. Kiss me here. Or, kiss about a block away, and then when you get to the school, the kid can just jump out.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a great guess. That's not it, but that's a really good try. Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Ainsley is 9 years old. And Ainsley, where do you go to school?
Ambleside, Colorado.
Wow. Very good. What do you like most about school?
All the good teachers.
Well, that's good.
Atta girl. Good for you. What's the winning answer to the mindbender? The parents are doing something. It totally embarrasses their kids.
I'm going to go with Jeremy's answer.
Which is what?
Singing happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Singing happy birthday in front of, everyone.
Everybody. It's so embarrassing.
She was just going to go with your answer regardless of what it was.
I could have said anything.
He's got a lot of points this year.
Are we right? Are we?
He's got 8 points so far, Ainsley. You know what? Sadly, he does not have 9.
Oh,
that is not right.
We didn't get it.
It's a good try, though.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day at school. Bye.
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 All right, I got to give a clue. Most parents are convinced their kids love this, but a third of kids say it totally embarrasses them. Here's a clue that I put in the Mindbender Club mailer that's going out today. It's not going to make the kids run any faster.
Ah.
There's another clue that will go along with that, but that's it for now. It's not going to make them run faster. It's not going to make them perform better.
Okay.
Does that help?
Sure does.
See if that clue helps one of these youngsters who's on the phone. Parker's 10 years old. Parker, where do you go to school?
STEM Lab.
STEM lab.
STEM lab.
Good for you. Parker, I gave a clue now. I said the parents are convinced their kids love this. A third of kids say it totally embarrasses them. The clue is that, you know, parents, it's not going to make those kids run faster or perform better. So what am I talking about? What are the parents doing?
Well,
yeah?
I have to change my answer.
You changed that answer, buddy. What do you think?
Maybe yelling at the kids when they go out to when they get out of the car to go to school.
Yelling at them when they get out of the car to go to school.
Like, I love you.
Right.
I love you. Get to class.
Nope, that's not it.
Oh, Parker.
But it's a really good try, Parker, okay?
Okay.
Okay, have a good day. Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. This is my first, in all my years doing this show, this is the first time I've ever talked to somebody named Zanny. Hi, Zanny.
Hello.
What's the, or is that a nickname?
Nope, that's my name.
It's on your birth certificate, Zanny. How do you spell it?
Yep, Z-A-N-I.
Z-A-N-I. I love that name. I really like that. And it starts with a Z. How many people do you meet whose name starts with the letter Z?
Not very many.
Not very many. Zanny is 15. Where do you go to school?
Overland High School.
Hey.
Hey, all right.
Good. Good for you. So tell me this. The parents think their kids love it. The kids say it embarrasses them. Did the clue help you, by the way?
It did help me. I did change my answer.
Okay. What do you got?
Cheering their kids on at, like, a sports or, like, a performance.
Let me ask you something. Are you athletically inclined? Do you play any sports?
I don't play any sports, but I do, like, theater and choir.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
And do your parents go and scream and holler and yell and all that other stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of embarrassing, isn't it?
Very.
Yeah. And you know what, Zanny? You just won the mind bender.
Good job!
Yay, Zanny!
Yay, Zanny! That is correct. Parents are convinced that their kids love it when the parents go to, a sporting event or something, and they're cheering for Zanny.
Stop it.
And the kids are like, I am so embarrassed.
I don't even know them.
That is right. Zanny, you are the Mindbender champion today.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Have you listened to the Mindbender for a while going to school?
Yeah,
several years probably.
A couple years, yeah.
Good for you. All right, well then, hopefully you have prepared for this big moment, Zanny, with millions of people listening. How big is your brain?
Giant.
Okay, I'll take it.
That's nice. Nice and simple.
Fair enough.
Is that your mom with you?
She's chuckling.
Yeah.
I love how she cheered you on after you won.
That's
too.
Right. Perfect.
She's like, oh yeah.
We got prizes for you and your mom. So hold on the line, Zanny, and Josh will come back and talk to you, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. Thank you to everyone who for years has listened to the Mindbender on the way to school in the morning. It means the world to us, and we will have another Big Brains in the Backseat coming up this summer.